pictures. A rainbow in colors flashed by. Peter's children's behind as he spun round the turn. And I wondered just when he would fly.
Jesus. Third episode, season two, non-chasers.
Where's the song?
Where's the song? Mate, the song just played. Mate, this is the beauty of podcaster editing. I'm just going to slide it in after we've done the recording. You've broken the cardinal sin.
All right.
Fellas, I'm your host, Paddy Garshagan, joined, as always, Andrew Gunner and Ryan Rosborough. And bloody Gunner hasn't looked at me once.
Sorry, mate.
Mate, just, we're on. He's got a new promotion.
It's not
right
a TV
now.
Show.
He's got a new promotion and he just... you know, he's scruffing his nose up to me. He won't
no,
even look
I'm
at
not.
Me.
I am not.
Fellas, slightly new setting. The big wigs here at Sportsbet HQ heard our pleas for help last week with the studio being an absolute heat fest in there.
It was a kiln.
We've moved into the nice sort of surroundings of a new room, which is phase one of the new studio being built. So exciting times here at Sportsbet HQ. Righto. How are you, mate?
I'm great, mate. How are you?
You like stuffing that microphone right up into your snout?
Stuffing this microphone like Tony Bennett or something.
Fellas, plenty on the program today. Of course, we'll run through the tipping competition as last week. I did not redeem myself.
I hope you see what
I've done there. But
I hope the stitching in your shorts is double enforced, mate. Just fair dinkum.
Listen, for what it's worth as well, I tried to put you in the winner, but look, I'll not go there. Look.
We'll bet there in a second. National Futurity for the Ladies. Now, I've been having a bit of trouble with pronunciating that one for the practice. I've kept calling it the Natural Futurity, but
natural.
We're going to talk about a slight dog malfunction, if any of you listeners know what that is, over in England that happened overnight just about, didn't it, Rhino?
Yeah, quite a bit of a sensation.
Yeah, a bit of a sensation. We're going to go to the National Derby Final at Wentie Park, also on Saturday night. We're going to bring back Lay of the Week, or Barking Mad, as we like to call it here on the non-chasers. We're going to go again with the tipping comp. And then Gunner's going to wrap us up with a little bit of promo chat to get us towards the end of the show. Fellas, let's start with what was last week's disaster for two of your loyal hosts, one of your loyal hosts and one of your tipping guns in Ryan Rosborough. This is the outcome I didn't want. 2 weeks in, I'm down 200, Rhino's down 200, and there's Andrew Gunner with a little smirk on his face. He's got the microphone just jammed high up there. Going,
I'm still down as well. No, I'm just not. Less down than you blokes.
Pepper tied one, and you're back in the black. Back in the black.
I don't think so, mate. I think I'm still $10 down.
Right? Yep. Okay. Well, run us through what happened. Pepper tied. You got you're a Friday night action. What happened?
No, I just went straight to the front and won, just like all good greyhounds should.
As easy as that. Well, my redeemer, I talked a big game and it didn't deliver. I would have liked.
Yeah, well done. Very smooth.
That is gross for me. No, my redeemer stunk. Deliver just sort of delivers, isn't it? Just went straight to the front and was never catching the
He's nail. A beast, yeah.
He's a beast.
He's a trap one specious. But like the one time you were
at why didn't you pick him for your best of the week?
I tried to put you away. And like, I can't exactly oppose putting up a bet at Wentworth Park, which is my bread and butter, and then going straight to your gaff, and then it's like, I don't know your grass. Like.
I think it's telling you something, mate.
Mate, the thing won the bloody Melbourne Cup last year, and it can't come round in a little...
Oh, yeah.
That, Friday,
yeah,
Dana.
Yeah, sorry.
Bloody sorry. Sorry. Did. You were down there, mate. Don't you remember?
Yeah. Probably not.
That's where you were getting star-spotted. Right. I believe you signed 14 autographs that night and had 10 beers of Mick Floyd.
And you woke up and all the signatures were on his own skin.
And then the bloke tweeted me saying I met Paddy for the night.
Classic.
Oh, what the hell. No, nah, Mario Damon was no good, but it was a hell of a lot better than your choice of of hound.
I don't know. She showed early pace, but I didn't think she'd be outpaced by the one that won the race. And yeah, look, listen, you live and learn. It was a right bet to have, in my opinion, but just didn't come off, unfortunately. But get it back this week. I'm only losing a juice, like, so it's not that much. Like.
Yep. Okay, fair enough. Well, let's have a look at the leaderboard. We've got Andrew Gunner out there, the new leader. That doesn't take much on the other two. Don't get one. You're on 100 and... No, you're on negative 10.
Negative 10, I reckon.
So you've clawed your way back. from, no, you're not negative 10. What are you talking about? You were down 100.
Yeah.
You laid 100 last week.
Profited 90. So I'm down 10.
Sorry.
This is good. Correct. Mass 101.
Yeah. Well, I'm arguing.
Are we actually on air at the moment?
I'm arguing against the greyhound trainer, mate. I'll stick to, you know, putting a few tweets out and you can crunch.
Yeah, you just worry about putting the podcast online, mate.
So you're on negative 10 sheets. And mate. Then bringing up the rear is Rhino and myself.
Man, it's a juice.
We are going real hard. We're negative 200.
I just wonder what point it gets to. Is it sort of minus 500, minus 600, and then you start trying to really?
I'd be very worried if I got that monkey. Like, if I got the man as a monkey, I would be very, very worried.
The most concerning.
Yeah, I like this one at 50-1. Never won a race. 85 starts. First race at Ipswich, mate, on a Friday afternoon.
The most concerning thing is we lead the show with the results. So if someone's tuning in to episode 17 and they find out that someone's $1,700 down, that thing is going off.
Hey mate, if punting was easy, everyone would be doing it. So
they would. No, very good. All right, well, we'll be back again at the end of the program to go back to the well, won't we, Rhino?
Yeah.
And we will pick some winners. Third time's a charm.
Yep.
And we will get we'll get cracking down the around the sand on the good bias. Fellas.
Oh, sorry. There is no good bias. It's just a bias, and then it means the opposite is the one that you want to be on.
It's good if you pick it early.
Jesus Christ. I'm surrounded here. Like, go.
Mate, we've brought the podcast onto the more sort of portable microphone. It's a bit more relaxed.
It is very relaxed.
You know, you said to me after last week's show that you just felt like a little bit too caged in the old studio, Rhino, and you just wanted to be a bit more free and free flowing.
I'm just glad to see that air condition works in here. Like that's my main prerogative.
Very good. All right, let's crack on with the real stuff what people actually listen to the show for, the expert analysis from Rhino and Gunner. No, they do. No, they don't want to listen to it from me, and I just talk way too much. So the National Futurity for the Ladies at Wentworth Park. Gunner.
Yes.
Kick us off.
I am going to make this very simple and tip Oakvale Magic. She does very well in these sorts of sex-restricted fields. Got the Jeff Britton polish. Box three, straight to the front for me, and home you go, Rhino.
Yeah, look, I think it's probably as competitive a race on the night. I think one's $1,000,000 to 1. I think two is probably $500,000 to 1.
Can I have a dollar on that?
yeah, it's fine. Yeah, hey, no problem.
Put your tipping comp back.
No, but look, listen. There's Oakvale Magic was impressive in the sense that it jumped out in front of a dog. It's called Starter Rat that tried to get up the track in the semi final. Look, she's done everything right, and she's done it well to win in a fairly decent time as well. I thought Circle of Dreams is one of them dogs that just the further to the first turn she goes, the quicker she gets. But she's a bit of a slow motor getting going, you know.
Yep.
And a Family Spirit, I don't think Flossen stays a yard of 500 metres, never mind going 520.
Really
I
gets between your teeth, that dog.
So, yeah, I just put a line through her. I just don't think, I think she'd be there to be shot at, even if she does lead. Sorry, Scots looks like it's got an awful draw to overcome and don't really think it's got the early to match these. The dog in the race that interested me through process of elimination is Damn Slippery. Thought it ran really, really well the last day. She's obviously the queen of Kapalaba and all around that. Is that Northern Rivers crack, is it?
No, it's Queensland.
Oh, yeah, sorry. Yeah. Queensland. I deeply apologise for anybody who listens from Queensland.
Mate, Rusty will have your head. Yeah. 16.
I'll so, tell you what, like, if there's worse things you could do, go down the Kapalaba dogs and there's a nice big tree on the winning post there and sit down with your disgusting 4X in the hot sun and watch the dogs go past. Great afternoon.
Lovely, yeah, sounds fantastic, mate.
Don't talk to me about trees on the winning post, mate. That's a story for another
but, day. But, yeah, look, Damn Slippery's obviously the queen of Queensland in terms of ability. Look, Boxy, it's not really going to suit her, obviously. But if she happened to start well, she's definitely got the pace to take these to the first turn. And if she leads, she'll be very, very hard to be pegged back. Real funny action as well. I've never seen a dog, if you watch the video of her, like, it's like a scratchy act. I don't even know what I'd explain it, but it works.
Yeah.
And certainly, yeah, I think that if she goes around in front, it'd be hard to cut. And I think she's a bit of value at the prices.
Scratchy action.
It's the weirdest thing I've ever seen. Is it? One of the weirdest actions I've ever seen.
Okay. Funny you say that. I went and saw my my dog last night back at home, good old Rufus. And he gets a bit excited when he hasn't seen
me. What'd you call Rufus?
His name's Rufus. Now, if there's any dog out there, greyhound out there called Rufus, then Godspeed. But my dog gets very excited when he sees me and he runs over to me, and I've never seen a more bizarre running action, so maybe the track's not for him. Where am I going with this? I don't know.
It's because he's too busy eating your footballs.
I just wanted to crowbar his name in there, the good fella. Moving on. Well, Gunnar, you were very straight to the line. Just to recap your selection for the National Futurity Final, please.
Oakvale Magic.
Thank you very much. Rhino.
Damn Slippery.
Very good. And absolutely no chance.
I'm not potting anything in this race. I'll leave that to Rhino.
Who's the 1,000,001 chance again?
One.
Boxcar. Oh, yeah. Boxcar Bella. That I've had a dollar on with Rhino.
Yeah.
Maybe, as I said, right towards the end of the program, you can get it going again. Okay, fellas. Before I waste any more time talking about weird dog running actions of mine, sorry, as I just moved the TV around, something happened in England. I believe it was England, or might have been Scotland, or it might have been your native land.
I think it was Jamie Osborne.
Yeah, Jamie Osborne. Now, I believe this dog, he sort of runs it around in a St Kilda sort of cardigan lookalike thing. Now, for the sake of the story, we're going to call it a greyhound, but it's probably more a whippet. Now, I dare say he's had this dog for years. Like, that thing looks pretty old. Like, just describing that to everyone sort of listening right now, that looks like that whippet's been around the traps for a little bit. Would you say? This Jamie Osborne fella,
he's a pretty big trainer in the UK.
He's a massive trainer, massive horse trainer, and he's got some...
He runs the Melbourne Town Centre to get here.
He's got a cracking little setup here in England. Now, old Bobby, I think the name of the dog is, got a little bit excited when a few horses were going out for work the other morning. We're just going to play this, and I think this is the first time you've seen this, Gunner, so let us know your thoughts.
Yeah, I've only seen the stills.
The stills. It goes for about 50 seconds. We'll get it.
The mornings are getting a bit lighter, and...
You're going to put this up on the sports page,
but I think we've got the back of it broken now. Bobby has a less embarrassing coat on today. Thank you, Bob. Not quite that camp knitted thing that we had on her last week. Hathal, he will be entered Saturday and Monday.
Can do it. We'll
hopefully find the right slot for Bobby. Bobby, Bobby, come here.
Yeah, Bobby's not coming back, mate.
Bobby! Oh shit! Bobby! Oh, you stupid dog! Bobby!
So that's his little video to his own.
But I seen another video as well where it was the greyhound was running upsides of the horse at the track.
Well, that's what he did.
Different
to that.
Something different.
Yeah, we've got
opened a can of worms.
Jockey turned around and says he gave up because once he noticed that he was getting outpaced by a greyhound, he decided to pull the horse up. It was a Doncaster or something.
Really?
So
we're thinking different things. Well, that mate, Osborne, I sort of followed the thread a little bit, and Bobby was in the car the next day, not sort of running around chasing the horses as he thought they were rabbits.
Do you remember Fenton? Do you remember Fenton?
I did. Fenton. Yeah. Fenton! Get back here!
Fenton!
Yeah. Well, very similar. But yeah, no, there you go. Anyone who hasn't seen it, Jamie Osborne, English trainer, watch it. Goes for about 58 seconds. It won't take too much time out of your day, but it's bloody funny. Yeah.
And for those who want to race against a greyhound at Sandown, if you send that sort of stuff to us, and we don't have to go and find it ourselves, that is the kind of thing that could be winning you a Bunsen of a prize at the end of the
year.
That's
right.
As you would say, Paddy.
I would.
A nice 50 quid free bet.
A nice little King's Bunsen. That would be something a little bit more...
upmarket.
More upmarket and juicier, you could say, than that. But as you said, so eloquently there, Gunner, yes, you'll have to run about 198 metres. Greyhound runs 515, and if you beat it, you'll be getting the cash. Moving on, the National Derby Final now at... I haven't managed to say natural, which has been a great start for me.
Very good,
the National Derby...
Yes! The National Derby.
The National Derby Final.
Derby.
The favourite currently Fernando Blasto at $2.70. Rio Brave, the second favourite at $3.40. And Fantastic Yankee on the third line of betting at $4.40. Now, Give us, well, fill us in. I've sort of abruptly stopped myself, but yeah, you guys are going to roll in with the analysis. Remember last week when I said something was favourite, but
yeah, it wasn't. Yeah,
I can't remember, to be honest. But
oh, it was, from time to time, but that's just the way we roll.
It was poke the bear.
Yes, fair enough. That's correct.
Bloody pokey. Come here, right. Well, look, listen, Derby fan. I have actually a fairly strong opinion on this. Like,
this would have to go down in the bottom three shows that we've ever done.
What do you mean? What are you talking about? Like,
mate, you wait till a little bit of editing magic comes seeping through on this puppy, and this will be.
I've got a feeling that it's all going to be. Where's Gunner today? Because it's only going to be Patty and Rhino speaking after Patty edits me out of the whole bloody thing.
Mate, I reckon you're having your best yet.
Well, you got to be here to tip, and then I won't be here, and next week I'll be down $110. Because you bastards have made your own rules.
Classic. National Derby fan, I actually have a fairly strong opinion. Every article I've read this week has told me that Rio Brave and Fernando Blaster have got great draws, and I completely disagree. Fernando Blaster, anybody who watches the head-on video from him, as soon as he comes out of a box, he turns right. That's the first thing he does. The first thing his instinct tells you, Rio Brave is going to be in the meat and the sandwich, because the first thing Fantastic Yankee thinks about when he comes out of a box is turning left. So, hello, welcome to the shit sandwich. this is the layer cake, right? This is the layer cake, like, right?
Sounds delicious.
Yeah, so, like, listen, Fernando Wheel Blaster, Rio Brave, and Vitas Yankee are the first three in batting, and they're the three dogs that I can't consider backing. So, on the basis of the draw. Now, outside of that, the North dog is unequivocally... how would you say, an exocet missile to the first turn. He is an absolute flam machine to the first turn. North. His biggest problem is that he's pretty stupid at boxes.
He's big and weight legger. Is any dog going to finish these tracks?
Look, he's big and weight legger, frame pokey bar. But look, I think the North dog can avoid trouble. And if he just happened to trap, you could be on a brilliant odds for a winner. Axel Footloose, I don't think, just lacks that sort of 10 or maybe length and a half, two lengths against the rest of the field. I think Ferrell Frankie will give himself too much to do. I think Corbin Maddox is a 1,000,000 to 1, and I think famously is a 1,000,000,000 to 1.
Go have a dollar on that too.
Yes, you can. That's no problem. In the bag you have, and you're on, son. So yeah, look, listen, 1, 2, and 3 I can't have because of the draw. I think 4 has every chance of going round in front with the trouble on his inner. And I hope that he goes out in front, because I'm holding a docket at $17.
Very nice. I like it.
Thanks, well, man. Welcome to the Lair Kick.
Gunner.
I think North
Step
might
up to the plate.
I think North might lose its compass and go south, and I'm going to tip Fantastic Yankee.
Any sort of analysis on par with old Rhino over here, to your right? Or
I like the name and the colour.
In fairness, they're Fantastic Yankee.
He's
absolutely
very good dog. He performed well when he came down to the Meadows earlier on in the year. I think he's got a future, and dogs like that in sort of weaker series like this, they tend to come out on top. So I'm going to tip it.
I'll also probably add in there that...
you've had your chance, mate.
Well, I'm backing your thing. With Fantastic Yankee, like, I've seen him break the boxes down some nights. Like, so, I mean, if he does that there, it's game over. Like, he'll probably do 29.50 from the front, 29.60. Probably good enough to win.
Yep.
Make a failure to me.
Lay of the week.
Oh, yeah.
Barking Mad segment. If we can't pick a winner, we can pick a loser.
Bismarck.
I have been known to make my barking mad dogs that break track records in the process. So.
Who was the 1 year old with a few times?
It was
Abby Ripper.
Yeah, Abby Ripper. Yeah. No prizes for betting against her.
Did we ever find out what happened to that dog, which was like 130 starts and no wins?
Still gone. Still Frosty gone. Blackjack.
Frosty Blackjack.
Still blasting away, mate. Yeah.
No win?
Nah, not a chance.
Not a chance.
Nah.
Got to be pushing 150 now.
Oh, and on the stats front, We like dogs that get hit in the head by birds, because it came out on the Wednesday the week after and ran second.
Did it?
So you can definitely bet with confidence after your dog gets knocked out by a Bill Laurie pigeon.
Yeah.
bloody
peasants. Training techniques is a bit of the flavour at the moment. At the moment in the racing industry, together, so we might see a truckload of birds just rolling up to different.
Yeah, we won't touch on that.
Racing checks. Gunner, I mean Rhino.
Yep.
Who's your barking mad? Not going near.
Do you know what? See, this could come on Saturday night whereby I've backed my best bet is going to be a loser and my lay of the day.
It's going to win. Well, it's the degree of difficulty, like the diving at the Olympics when you've got to do the triple, flipple, tuck and pike. That's what it is.
I'm glad that came out that way.
I'm gonna go with salami and the shit sandwich, and that is Rio Brave, who's going to be caught in the middle of them all on the run to the corner, and the gaps will not open.
Love it.
I am going Sandown Park Thursday night, race 7, number 6, Apex Within. Nice dog, just don't think it's very well drawn in the 6 over the 5.95.
I like that. It's well selected.
Okay, mate.
Very good content over here. All right, tipping competition. Here comes the money. Here we go. Money talk. Car crash stuff here. It really is.
I think it's gone from bottom three worst shows to got to be in the final with maybe one other.
Nah, you wait till I pull it out of the fire, mate. All right, tipping competition. You're sitting at -$10, Rhino. You can play it safe or you can go for glory. Who are you going for and why?
I'm going for glory. I'm going to go for North.
Yes, there it is. Someone is going to land one of these and get a massive lead.
We had a little bit of dispute over the price you get. Now, you get it at the price of the time of recording. So you right now, if you get North, it's $8.
Fantastic.
You take $8.
Oh, yeah.
That could
gets me out of the black hole.
They could take it a 500.
So losing the juice to winning the monkey, that's what I like.
Love it.
Wow.
We need a glossary of terms, I think.
Well, juice is 200 and a monkey's 500. You know what a monkey is, don't you?
Yeah, but there's people out there, they're trying to say, well, imagine if you combined all of that saying my dog will be in the van and I'll be going from losing the juice to winning a monkey. They'll be like, what the bloody hell did he just say?
I could have 10 ponies and a saber.
I don't know, I might just finish the night with a wife and kids. Oh, that did not sound right.
No.
At all. dangerous territory.
Welcome to outer territory.
I might just put the beer right
It's as blue as my microphone.
All right, so you've gone North. Rhino, Gunner, who are you?
He's gone North and the show's gone South. I'm going race 8 at Sandown Park tomorrow night. Number 2, the old time car horn, Baruga, Brett.
Baruga, what can you get for Baruga at this stage?
Oh, I don't bloody know, to be honest. Maybe we'll just put that in on the top sometime later on.
We'll worry about it if it wins. Now, let's make a black and white rule now. If we can't find the price now, if it's not up, you get the jump price.
All right, we'll sort that out later. I'll get you a price before the end of the day.
Yeah,
let's go. $18, I reckon it'll be.
Absolutely not.
Patty, just believe me. Why would you believe? Point, yeah. Why would you believe anything that came out of my mouth?
I didn't believe it. I'm just sort of scaling through the form guide and really doing some deep analysis to pick my.
Oh yeah, I'm sure. Yeah.
My winner. No, I'm going to go in the futurity final at Wentworth Park on Thursday night, and I'm going to go for a Jeff Britton special. Out of the green. It's tough to win out of the
Saturday
green.
Saturday night, not Thursday.
Sorry, it's Saturday night. Tough to win out of the green, but today, I mean, Saturday is the day that the one-year-old bitch flossing is going to get the job done. Yeah.
One?
1 year old.
What are you talking about, 1 year? Can't even race when you're one, like.
Mate. The sports bet form says it's
Don't worry about sports bet, they're gone.
Okay, well, jeez, that's great. Well, I just put the age in just for, you know, a little bit of extra value. But okay,
I really like this 8-month-old pup.
Yeah, flying in the in schooling trials.
Well, bugger you boys, because you'll be laughing when I'm taking the lead with the chocolates. All right, and we agreed we wouldn't say chocolates, the smacker. So I'm going with flossing number 6, the green rug, in the futurity final at Wenty Park on Saturday night. I buggered that up again. What is wrong with me?
Looking for a smash.
Well, where do you want to begin?
Last week I couldn't talk because I had too many coffees, and this week I just Just talking a little bit of dross as I put down flossing there.
Some people around the business say that you were gone, and I say that's impossible because you never arrived.
that is rough. You pig.
We just end this now.
Yes, please.
Get back to number 16. Promos, Rhino. Gunner, sorry.
Yeah,
promos.
So check out the Money Back special running from Wednesday night through to Saturday night. Races 4, 5, and 6. Two race cards most nights, so have a look at that. Always good to have a bit of an insurance policy when you're having a bet. So if your dog runs second or third, $25 back in bonus bets.
Like that. Poke your bones at those specials from Sportsbet. Any final musings, thoughts, lads, as we sort of look to wrap it up for today?
Not really. I just, would you believe, oh, geez, this is embarrassing. No, just leave it. Sorry.
You cannot get into the starting box like that and not finish what you had to say.
He's going in backwards.
Yeah, no, it's okay. I'd just like to give a shout out to my mum and say hi.
Yeah. Wow.
You're abusing the privilege.
I know. She said to me, why don't you mention me?
You are very silly, Rhino. Gunner, any final thoughts, mate?
Be nice to one another and God bless.
Very good. As always, we did mention halfway through the show, anything on social Greyhound related, get it into the non-chasers at sportsbet.com.au and you could race a Greyhound at the end of the year. We might even bring that when the race is a bit forward to coincide with the Melbourne Cup. You never know there.
I like it.
I like it a lot too. Fellas, always a pleasure, never a chore. Thanks for coming on.
Thanks, Paddy.
Thanks very much.
It's a bit of a chore sometimes, but you know, for the sake of the saying.
Oh, we need a more formal setting, I think. Today's just got real loose.
As always, if you're having a crack on the pups, please do so in a responsible manner. And we'll be back next week with some more non-chaser action. For now, I hope you've enjoyed this 30 minutes of slight rabble, but we had fun and dribble. We always do. So we'll see you next week. See you guys.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye.